What do you use to make bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a little packet and it's dry and granulated.
Oh, you mean plain flour?
No, I think it's the stuff that makes bread rise.
Oh, you're thinking about,
it comes in cakes sometimes.
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. What's the inside part of bread?
It's a yolk or a yellow.
Okay. What's the other part called?
It's a white, or egg white, or whatever.
You just said what color the yolk of an egg is, I believe.
Mm-hmm, yellow.
But
they are darker shade, depending on the chicken.
Really?
Sure are. Because the Rhode Island red and the Bard Rock eggs are red shell, and the white leggings are white shell, and the yolks on the inside are definitely stronger, because I have a sister-in-law that says she likes the red eggs for baking cakes because they make much better cakes.
By red, do you mean an orangish color?
No, yeah. It's an orange off brownish red with a white compared with the legging, it's almost red.
Hmm.
But white legging's egg is actually white as the feathers on the chicken. Yeah.
I never knew if that was true or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stories about
you
hear them all the
time. I believe there is. In fact, when I have fried eggs for breakfast, more of a light or something like that, I'd rather have the white eggs, plus the others are a little stronger. You know, duck eggs are even stronger than
hen
eggs.
I've never
had any. Mm-hmm. And that white becomes tough when you fry it, compared with the egg or a hen egg.
Mm-hmm.
But they are edible, just like the hen eggs, they are.
I've never had a chance.
Guinea eggs, too, they're speckled, you know.
Yeah, but they're not as strong as chicken eggs.
Uh-uh, they're not as strong, I don't believe.
If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call that?
Boiling.
And you would call them what eggs?
Boiled eggs.
Okay, if you crack eggs and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what do you call that?
Poached egg.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the salt or the sugar cured meat you might boil with vegetables?
Oh, fatback.
Okay.
Or stricoline.
Is there a distinction between fatback and stricoline?
Yes, there is. Definitely.
What is it?
Well, stricoline has the lean meat in between the layers, and it comes from a different part of the side.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it's the upper part. And the fatback comes off, and it does not have any stricoline at all in it.
Hmm. Okay.
They use it for boiling, where the stricoline they use for frying and seasoning more than the fat back. It's just this fat part seasoning,
mm-hmm.
boiling thing.
I like to eat that stuff.
Some people call it boiling meat.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to call it South Carolina white ham.
White ham. That's a pretty good term for it.
I love to eat it though, when it's really fried out.
Oh, I like stricoline.
Yeah.
I love it.
When you cut the side of a hog, the whole side off, what do you call it? The side of what?
Kind of pork.
Okay. What do you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Breakfast bacon.
Okay. What do you call the outside of bacon?
Skin or the rind.
Mm-hmm.
You find a good place to stop by.
Okay, I'm about to get through this page.
Okay.
Let me get here and we'll
okay.
stop.
Okay.
Now, you say you buy, the bacon is the thin sliced meat you buy. What would you call it if you bought the meat and then sliced it yourself?
It's a slab of bacon, that's what they usually call it.
I have never bought one of those.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah,
it really
I've,
is.
I've had some. Daddy
mm-hmm.
gets it out.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get it cut
mm-hmm.
a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
I like the skin, too.
I do, too. I really do.
What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Oh, link sausage?